Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in our world, in our dunya and our akhirah, the hereafter, all of the goodness is based on one amal, one action. If in our life, if we take hold of that action robustly, strong, and in our lives, if we make that action a part of our lives, then in this world we will be successful, and also in the akhirah, the hereafter, we'll be successful. And it is not something, this action, that we are not aware of, that we don't have knowledge of. Everyone who reads Quran, everyone who has iman, is very aware of this action. But obviously we are in the era of fitna, the era of discord. Shaytan and nafs have overwhelmed the individual. And we are, that amal, that action connecting to us, we have made it very weak in our lives. Very much so. Today all our difficulties and issues in life, the worldly issues that surround us, take whatever you want. The reason of all in reality is this. The reason of all is this. And what is that amal, that action? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has announced clearly, not in one place, many places. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Subhanallah. Is there any greater announcement than this? That your whole deen, dunya, environment, society, home, outside, ibadat, worship, everything there is, all of it, everything will be accepted at that time, will be accepted in the court of Allah when it is in accordance to the sunnah of the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we have given that allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are connected to him. And there's nothing, whatever you do in this world or the akhirah, its connection is made with Habib Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we in our life bring the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our life, then be clear that whoever is weak in this, that wherever a human being can never fail anywhere if he has that connection with the sunnah. He's successful beyond successful in any matter, in all the matters of the world. Allah Ta'ala has announced that take any matter of the world, only one solution you will see. If you take that solution, that path, then alhamdulillah, it will solve that problem, that predicament that you're in. Whether it's at home, outside, in the shop, in your business, argument, dispute, wherever. If you do ittiba of Rasulullah, then it will solve that specific issue. Today, the biggest issue we have in our lives, which destroys our deen, which it spoils our matters, our societal matters, environment around us. We think that our societal issues, that we will try, work hard, make effort, and we can improve ourselves, our situation. Everyone's afraid that my situation, my quality of life should be good. Obviously we have need for money in this world, of wealth, of mal. We have need for everything. There's no doubt in that. The dunya is with us, isn't it? Surrounding us. So for that, the human being tries, he makes effort, he tries his utmost. He wants to buy a shop, get businesses, and give the house on rent, and teach the children education. Behind that is, we want good food and money, I want shops running so that I can quickly have a good life in the world. And this is the best example that I'm presenting to you, that surrounds us. But because we are far from the reality that Allah Ta'ala has given us the solution, we don't even think. We don't even go towards that. Our mind doesn't go towards that, the solution that Allah has given. We try on our own accord, and we try, and then we go on to wrong efforts. Then this way I can get money from this direction. So Many of our ibadat, our worship, the gaps, the holes. Oh, why don't you pray salah? What can I do? I'm stood at my shop. Why don't you pray salah? Oh, I was busy doing this. I couldn't pray. Oh, I have to get up. I can't come to Fajr. I have to get up in the morning. I have to go quickly. I can't pray Zuhr. The great ibadat we sacrifice due to the issues in life. We give up. So brothers, that we want to try to improve our issues in society. But the solution is that which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah has announced. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. Imagine that our society, all of our life, our matters, our eating, drinking, everything, if you practice one sunnah, it solves everything. One sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then imagine the rest of the sunnahs. What will be the situation? Guaranteed. Why? Guaranteed for this reason. Because whose blessed statement is this? Whose blessed tongue announced this? Allah's Habib mentioned these words. It cannot be, alhamdulillah. The sun can rise and set somewhere else, but Allah's Habib's words can never be wrong. Never be wrong. But we don't have yaqeen, we don't have certainty, we are very weak in our yaqeen, we are extremely weak because we don't have yaqeen, we have our issues around us. We say that, do amal on this, practice this, leave that. No, I can't do that, that's too difficult. We don't even have the certainty that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given an explanation that this is how you can solve this predicament. But we don't have yaqeen, we don't believe, we get afraid, we start shaking. What is the hal of our society around us? Our situation, so simple. One sunnah I'm speaking about, one sunnah. So that all the sunnahs, if you understand that no sunnah tariqah, if every sunnah, take any sunnah method, wearing the shoes is on the way, sit down and drink water. There's so much nur in the action, there's so much thawab that you cannot imagine what is in that. The thawab we cannot imagine implementing the sunnah. So much thawab, so much reward. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, imitating him and following his sunnah, having the niyyah, make the niyyah that I'm following this, doing this because it's the sunnah. This amal, this action is due to it being the sunnah. You definitely have the niyyah, the intention. Yes, such a great thawab reward of following the sunnah that nobody can imagine. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Tell me, Allah says, O my Mahbub, my beloved, with your blessed statement, tell the Ummah. What shall I say? Allah says, what shall I say? Allah has requested the Prophet ﷺ to say with his blessed statement that so they can understand. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Is there any Muslim, tell me, any person who doesn't want that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us? Is there anyone who doesn't want this? Every Muslim wants this. Yes, and here Allah said, beyond that, greater than that. Allah says, forget that, being pleased with you. I will make you my mahboobs, my beloveds. I will give you the daraja, the status of mahboobiyat, being my beloved. Allah will love that individual. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. On which factor? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Allahu Akbar. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That if you do amal on my sunnah, Allah will make you His beloved, but the condition, but we'll do so many dramas, games to become Allah's Mahbub, to become Wali Allah, friend of Allah, lying, true. We do everything, mix everything together. But subhanAllah, but the people want to become Allah's who really have passion in their heart, desire that I want Allah to love me and I want to love Allah. Then for them, straightforward, clear path. Clear path. Allah's made a massive announcement here. Totally, complete, transparent. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah said on top. And after that, Allah says that if you do amal on my Habib Sunnah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, then Allah says, I'll make you my beloved, my Mahbub, I will love you myself. Allah says, you are a human being, you live in the world. Even if after that you make some mistakes, Allah says, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, I'll continue to forgive you. Amazing. Tell me, what a great guarantee. On what? No other action. On which action? The Holy Prophet says, sunnah, to practice it. To keep the beard according to sunnah. To wear the imamah in his way. To wear his attire the way he used to dress. But shaitan, we have love with the ghair. We will do whatever color. What can I say to you? The world and all its colors and features. We are proud. Our generation today is proud to do that. Yes, what a big reward we are losing. It's our loss, big loss, that where we work hard on our children for dunya, I want him to be this, I want them to be that. But we don't teach our children that the real dunya you will attain. The real dunya you will attain. The beginning of life, initiation with our children, how to eat according to the sunnah, how to lie down according to the sunnah, how to sit down according to the sunnah. Every single factor of the sunnah, there's no part of life for which there's no solution from the Holy Prophet and beloved sunnah. There's no part of life that Rasulullah did not teach us the amal for that part of life. That's the point here. The Holy Prophet great, great glory. Say it is all the prophets came, all the previous prophets, but we don't see the history, we don't see the features of their life. But you'll get so much history of the Holy Prophet that when he went to sleep, how did he toss and turn? And what did he recite at that time? Allahu Akbar, tell me. Tell me, and forget about going so far that when he lay down, how did he turn his body? When he turned his body, what were the great words that he recited from his blessed mouth? Allah created a qawm, a nation of people who were the friends of the Prophet, where the Quran was revealed, and Allah also sent the Ashabi Rasul, the noble companions, such ministers, such without pens, without kitabs, without paper, without words. In their hearts they scribed, and the Holy Prophet's life penetrated them. Yes. And today the situation is such that so much dunya, world around us, there's not one thing that we can see that is hidden of the Holy Prophet's life. Kitabs, Darul Ulooms, knowledge, volumes of kitabs, hundreds of thousands of hadith, muhaddithin have memorized hadith, so many hadith memorized, such individuals Allah Ta'ala created. Imam Shafi, rahmatullahi, 40 years old he was. What his maqam was, imagine, subhanallah. What was his maqam? Qala qala Rasulullah, subhanallah. What else was there? Allah's Nabi says, and what did he say? And how did he demonstrate it? Imam Shafi, he became Abu Hanifa, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik. Yes, how did they become Imam Bukhari? Imam Bukhari, how did he become Bukhari? Imam Bukhari, because every action of the Prophet, he collected it. He published a kitab that it was distributed, disseminated. Kitab al-Wudu, Kitab al-Libas. What else was there? That was his effort. So all these ulum have been given to us, but that you won't get the benefit from the kitabs. The books won't be asked. That from my, if I decorate my shelves with kitabs, Bukhari and other kitabs, and have all the volumes, this will not give me that solution. The solution will only come through one thing. Here it will be seen that how much amal did you do in your life? How much did you practice? How, whatever knowledge came to you, what amal did you do on that knowledge? How did you practice that knowledge? And this is the biggest niyyah we need to make today, my brothers. Intention, the biggest action in our life is this, that we should have to strengthen our yaqeen first. First of all, strengthen your qeen, strengthen your belief, certainty, faith that the Holy Prophet from his blessed tongue, the words that emanated, they are true, solid, 100%, no doubt in them. First, strengthen this yaqeen and this belief, this point of faith. Iman, if we don't have this yaqeen and certainty, our iman cannot be complete. Because yaqeen, we have drowned in our yaqeen. We have drowned, it's gone so low, we don't make effort on yaqeen. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanu li bashir qalbi. That, what a great dua. That, oh Allah, that I ask for you for such an iman that penetrates my heart. Yaqeen and sadaq, and every word you say, that it becomes yaqeen and penetrates my heart. And where does yaqeen come? In the eyes, in the nose? No, nowhere. Where does yaqeen come? In the heart. Faith comes in the heart. Certainty comes out. So whenever you see the friends of Allah, who we call walis Allah, the yaqeen, they strengthen their yaqeen. They made it robust. Well, shaitan inserts wasawis, the Quran. When you open it, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, you recite ta'awuz. Why? Because most definitely shaitan will come into even your recitation. So waswasa he'll come first with. So seek refuge first. Ask Allah for protection from shaitan. So yaqeen, until our yaqeen is strengthened, and yaqeen cannot be made until we don't follow that tariqah that gives strong yaqeen. What is the method of strengthening yaqeen? Yaqeen doesn't just come like that. That if it doesn't come in the heart, so that's the biggest game. That's the biggest game. Until our heart is not strong, yaqeen is not strengthened, that our iman will not be strong. You've recited la ilaha illallah. But what la ilaha illallah have you recited? Yes? Not a la ilaha illallah, you don't know what la ilaha illallah you've recited, you've read. Until in the heart, we don't create this condition, this feeling, emotion, totally, Totally, you've heard hadith, immediate practice. Heard hadith, immediate practice. So how do we develop that? How do we acquire that condition in the heart? Then only we will follow the sunnah. What's the reason that we are weak in following the sunnah? Such a great prophet, the greatest prophet, the holy prophet, and the great words that emanated from his blessed statement, and we don't do amal on it, we have done yakin. I'll recite a hadith for you. See how much amal there is in our families, in our lives, in our homes. That's why we cry, that the goodness is in the sunnah. In that home where there's no sunnah, where the holy prophet, tariqah is not present, doesn't matter how much you work hard, amal, practice, do chillas and do wazifas and recitations. Whoever doesn't have yaqeen, he has no iman, that he has nothing, doesn't matter what action you do. But if the Holy Prophet ﷺ tariqah is not in his life, he is totally lost and destroyed. There's nothing in that place, hollow. There's no light, no nur, doesn't matter how much ibadah you do, it doesn't even ascend up. Listen, our du'as are not accepted. Our salah, the colors change. Why? The reason? Because the ruh, the soul of the Prophet's sunnah is not in our ibadah. We come to pray salah. Our libas, appearance, everything's different. We have ghair libas, ghair appearance. We come to pray Jummah. And you see in the masjid, come yourself, you'll see what's happening. You'll see yourself. In our homes, outside. In other words, totally. Reason being, because our yaqeen has dissolved. It's just become routine life. In our heart, something else. Tongue says something else. In our mouth is something else. Work hard, make effort. First, make your heart strong. Develop your heart. What's the method of developing the heart? Kullu shayin sakilatan sakilatan qalbi dhikrillah. Subhanallah. Everything, there's a polish for everything, a tariqah. But if you want to polish your heart, there's only one cleaning agent, dhikrullah. Remembrance of Allah. And dhikrullah is not a minor action. It's not insignificant. Allah's kept a great reward for the people who do dhikr. Allah's kept a great reward for the people who do dhikr. Such a great reward. Such a great reward. Because your yaqeen is not present. That's why the masjid is empty. If you had yaqeen, then this masjid would be full. Yes, that iman, that reward, if we had yaqeen for the reward of dhikr, that's such a great reward on dhikr of Allah that it develops the heart. When the heart is developed, then you have yaqeen in the whole Quran. In the whole of the sunnah, you will start to implement. For that reason, Allah says that it's a very valuable potion, valuable medicine. And it's so valuable, this medicine. For example, this coronavirus. Yes? And there's £2,000 the injection. Why is it so expensive? Because with this injection, this medicine, a big disease will be resolved. So the more the disease is severe, then the medicine is more expensive. Because it solves that problem. So when there's higher importance, the value increases. So Allah Ta'ala has elevated the value of dhikrullah. Why? Because it cures a person immensely. It makes him a Muslim. He becomes a Muslim and he has love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He starts to practice the sunnah and his life improves, reforms. That's why there's a great reward. Listen how great is the reward for dhikr. Rather, Allah has given the title, the Muddathin has given the title, that the glory of dhikrullah, what is the high status of the dhakireen with regards to the reward? Allah's dhikr, those who do the dhikrullah, this is their glory, this is their status. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So when you sit to do dhikr, then praise Allah. Praise Allah. What is the reward for dhikrullah? The Holy Prophet himself, with his blessed statement, he stated that after Fajr, until the sun rises up, Subhanallah, very small time, after Fajr, until the sun rises, those people who do dhikrullah, who remember Allah, to sit with them, I really like this action. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. We look around here and there, finding, seeking, I want to be Ashik Rasul, Ashik Rasul. Come to the tariqah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger Prophet has prescribed to us. We say, no, because we enjoy other things. This jalsa, julus, this, that, conference. Everyone has their own way and method. Oh, it's simple, easy. Recite nasheed and become ashik. Whoever recited nasheed, become an ashik. That ask a person, when you listen to a real reciter of nasheed, ashik Rasul, when you hear his naat, then your heart will become an ashik as well. Subhanallah. Yes, that's how great an action it is to recite the naat, nasheed, because it's praising the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a massive action, significant, but we don't make our hearts, develop our hearts. So such a great point, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that those people in the morning after Fajr remain seated until sunrise, they do dhikrullah, then for me it's an immense pleasure that I like to sit with them. This is a preferable action for me, and I like that they are beloved to me, and I like to sit with them. Tell me the reward for those who do dhikr in the morning. Why? Why don't we do amal? Because we don't have yaqeen in this. That if anyone had yaqeen and certainty and belief that Allah's Prophet, we get his belovedness if you sit in dhikrullah. Why? That don't we do dhikr here? Allah says that did I not initiate dhikr in the masjid? Did some people not sit and do dhikr? It's not that it doesn't occur, but we don't want it. That we just want automatic results. Give me tasbih, tell me that I can get the success. Or give me such a wazifa recitation that I can do ziyarah of the Prophet in a dream. We all have this desire. Oh, Peer Sahib, let's go to Peer Sahib and attempt to blow on me so that I feel like in a dream, ziyarah, my age has increased now, I want to do ziyarah now. Subhanallah. Yes, the methods have been prescribed, do them, ziyarah will come to you. Ziyarah will come to you. Just accept the Prophet's invitation. Wake up in the morning, Ya Rasulullah, it's your blessed statement, prescription, that you like this action, those people. You like the action so much, the majlis that I'm going to. You like sitting there. You like the company of those people so much. You like that action. So the title the Muhaddithin have given, that the Dhakireen, look at their glory, their status, their elevation. The Rasulullah liked to sit with them. Tell me. So do we sit? No, we don't sit. We'll never sit. Such a great action, a little bit of human being implements this. Come in the morning, pray Fajr Salah, sit down, do dhikrullah until sunrise, then go. One reward has been said, there are many rewards for this amal. Many rewards for this amal. That because your heart will be developed. There's another hadith I'll explain to you. This hadith Qudsi, I think, about dhikrullah. So that we realize, why don't we do amal on this action? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that, Allah Ta'ala has stated, that today, when on the day of resurrection, that today, that the people of resurrection will realize, the people on the day of resurrection will realize, that who are those people that have izzat, who are deserved of respect and honor? Who are those people? They're hidden, those people, the poor souls. That today Allah says, I will make them apparent, visible, who really most definitely had a high status and respect in the world that you cannot imagine. We say, oh, he's a big shot, he's a big man, he's elevated. Allah says, no, I'll tell you today, Allah says. I'll tell you today. Listen, I'll show you who those people are. The noble companions were amazed. They said, Ya Rasulullah, please tell us who those people, the honorable people, so that we can also realize who those people about whom Allah Ta'ala is announcing on the day of resurrection. That today I will remove the veil, remove the curtain. That close to me, the best muazzaz, muqarram, respectful, honorable people. Who are those men and who are those women? This dunya and everything in the world, we can see is equivalent. But Quran, hadith, when you read, then you see the differentiation. Make the basis of your life, Quran, hadith. We think they're backward and extreme. We have no respect for them in our hearts. But Allah is saying, I'll tell you today, I'll remove the veil so that your eyes can open and realize. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked by the noble companions, Ya Rasulullah, who are those people about whom Allah Ta'ala will say on the day of resurrection, day of Qiyamah, on the day of Hashr, in front of everyone, Allah will announce. So Allah's Nabi Sallam replied, those people, shall I tell you who are those people? Yes, please tell us. Rasulullah Sallam said, these are those people who they sit in the masjid and they gather and assemble and form the gathering of Allah's dhikr. Is this not happening? Yeah, but we don't have yaqeen. We have no certainty. We don't have belief in these words. What a great hadith I'm sharing with you. If you have yaqeen and belief in this hadith, then where you will reach from level to level. So Allah's dhikr, Allah has kept a reward for this reason, so that we, when we do dhikr, our heart will be developed. When the heart is made, then you'll practice the Quran. Then you'll follow the sunnah. And then you'll have yaqeen and love for the Prophet that I need to practice this, and drama of life will end. Drama of life will end. So yaqeen, we need to generate, we need to develop it by doing dhikrullah, kathir, high abundance, learn dhikr, do dhikr, so that the emotions of your heart will change. Without dhikr, you cannot improve the heart. When the heart improves and develops, then the sign of that is immediately the human being, he will start to implement the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sunnah. You won't need to tell him. You won't need to remind him. The first love, when the heart of a person, a human being, is developed, the sign of a human being's heart developing, improving, reforming, you won't see miracles, kashf karamat. The first and foremost sign the walis of Allah have defined, the first sign of the heart being developed is this, that immediately the human being will have immense love for the Holy Prophet ﷺ, sunnah. You won't need to tell him. He won't be afraid, shaking, scared. He won't be worried about environment, country, region. Immediately he'll submit and implement the Holy Prophet ﷺ, sunnah. The women with a parda will wear the parda. The men folk with their beards will wear the beards. They'll grow the beards. Those who do sin, they'll reject the sins. They'll change their attire. And openly, I have no fear. I have no issue because I've got love, alhamdulillah, in my heart. In whose heart there's love, then there's no hesitancy. He breaks the barriers. You keep on explaining, brother, do this, this logic, and then tell my children, tell, there's no need to tell anyone. If you want that your son, your daughter, your child, your home, housefolk, your wife, you yourself, you want everyone to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, then the first action is this, go to a wali Allah, knock on his door, and learn the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah. First step. Allah has prepared this for you. Because this life will system will continue till Qiyamah in every place, region, maqam. Allah Ta'ala has seated his wali. Remember this. Remember this. And he won't have horns on his head. Allah Ta'ala will seat his wali. He won't have horns on his head. He won't have some miracle showing arm. He'll be normal. But there'll be one factor you will recognize in that wali of Allah. One distinguishing factor. Subhanallah. Sunnat-e Rasulullah you will see in that person's life. The wali Allah. Subhanallah. Hadith. Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa. Rasulullah is explaining. The Hazrat Aisha asked, how do we know who is a wali Allah, who is a friend of Allah, who is close to Allah or not? Hadith, I'm explaining to you the meaning of the hadith. Great question. Great question. That era has come. That generation. He's a wali. He's this. He does that. He's a friend of Allah. He's this. He's arrived. He's attained. Thousands of points and qualities. No. Rasulullah said, the wali Allah. Allah says, my friend, my Habib. If you want to recognize Allah's wali, there's one distinguishing factor. Remember, what is that? That he will be muttabai sunnah. He will imitate, follow, practice the sunnah. He will be practicing the sunnah, alhamdulillah. He's eating, drinking, standing, walking, journeying, traveling, everything. His muridin, students, colleagues. They only those will attach to him. Who? Will agree to that. Nobody else will be able to travel with him. On that journey of life, his heart will tremble, shake. But those who are true, honest and said, we need the path. We want to arrive to Allah. We want to go to Allah. We want to love Allah. We don't want to waste our time. We want to correct our salah. The Holy Prophet says some sunnah. We want to totally implement whoever has this design in his heart. That wali of Allah, he will arrive there. And you will get sukoon there. Contentment. Peace. This is the tarbiyah. There's a tarteeb, a method for everything. If you don't follow the system, the deen will not come into the life. Oh, let's do that, deen will come. Do that, action, deen will come. Do that, success will come. No, there's a tarteeb, Allah's system. First and foremost, correct your heart. Because the heart is the place, shaitan and nafs, they gather there, in the heart. So first what we need to do to become a good Muslim is what? Is to reform and develop the heart. Correct the heart. To correct the heart, to align the heart, to improve the heart, to cleanse the heart so our iman can become strong. That's the first action in life. Do you understand what I'm saying? First step. When the path, the method to strengthen the heart in accordance to the formula of the Quran and the Hadith is what? To do dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. Follow the tarteeb, system, step by step. Why am I telling you this? Because this urges this humble servant, sinful, who's sitting in front of you. Through this method, I improved and changed my life. I'm speaking you practically example. Practical example. Not through kitabs. Amli example I'm giving to you. Tarteeb, follow the system, step by step. When a person like me, who was not capable, and I came towards the deen from that, mashallah, you're pious, you'll start floating in the air. You start, first and foremost, I have to correct the heart. That's the first sabak. Lesson number one. So how does a person correct his heart? Obviously, you have to go to the doctor and he will reform the diseased heart. You need a spiritual doctor. Yes? Oh, there's no wali Allah. How can it be that there isn't? Wherever you go in the world, you'll get water. Wherever you go in the world, there's bread. Wherever you go in the world, there's meat. Tell me. There's no country in the world where you go that you don't get these resources. The earth, Allah has prepared that the earth will grow the vegetables for you, the wheat for you. The earth will, you'll get earth everywhere in the world. Wherever you go, there's earth, then there's wheat there, there's food, there's edible stuff, there's rice, everything you'll get in the world.
Wherever you go in the world, Allah's prepared. So wherever the deen which is greater than that, higher than the dunya, so where for the dunya, wherever you go. So do you think wherever you go in the world, Allah will not prepare for the deen for you? But before you arrive there, Allah will seat His wali there before you arrive there. Allah will seat His friend there. SubhanAllah. So you come, Allah says, come to my wali and do your islah, rectify yourself, go there to Allah's friend. First and foremost, seek a friend of Allah. For that, do dua, go to that place and just ask him one question. Hazrat, I have arrived. I want to improve myself. Teach me dhikrullah. SubhanAllah. So I say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Correct niyyah first. If we're weak, we're ill, we're sick, learn dhikr. When you learn dhikr by the shaykh, SubhanAllah, his teaching, then you will arrive to your destination. So you write to the tradition, then make effort, work hard with a true sincere heart. I want to become a good Muslim. Just like your sheikh advises and guides, he cures you, the doctor. Do dhikr in that way, in that manner, alhamdulillah. And forget totally that he will prescribe to you such a dhikr. Leave your shop, business, leave dunya, leave your home. No, no, this is not the case. He doesn't detach you from the dunya. The dunya will be in parallel. You'll have to do everything in the dunya in parallel. Dunya doesn't end for the human being. He has to continue living in the dunya. So when your heart starts to be improved and formed, automatically you'll feel, alhamdulillah, what? The Allah's Rasulullah's love, not fake. The real, genuine love of Rasulullah will come to your heart. Not the jalsa, conferences and marches, no. Immediately the color, the effect of the Prophet will overcome you. When you start doing this, your yakin will become strong. Then when you hear hadith of the Holy Prophet, subhanAllah, then the iman will go from height to height. Just like the hadith I'm sharing with you. One hadith, minor amal, small action, and the whole of your life and society, ma'ashara, environment can be reformed, improved. How? Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, a great companion, he stated that I heard from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look here, that I'm telling you a societal thing, you all becoming rich in the home. Your issues are being solved. You don't need interest. You don't need riba. You don't need to beg to someone. You don't need to be a fraudster. You don't need to consume somebody's rights. And just do amal on this with yakin, with belief. Then you will see the result of this. I remember an incident I'd like to share with you so I don't forget. Okay, first let me share the hadith with you. Then we'll come back to that. Yes? So, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that whoever, very easy action, very simple, whichever individual, before eating and after eating, if he washes his hands with water, then never will experience poverty and destitution. End of story. End of story. Never will he have societal issues. What a big guarantee. End of story. Door slam shut. End of story. The whole environment around us, do this, you'll get this, do this, get this. Put all of that to aside. First and foremost, in your family, home, start this action. You at least eat 3 times a day, probably more than that. So you eating takeaway outside? No. Eat. But first action, what? First wash your hands. And what's your niyyah? According to the sunnah. Not for cleanliness. What's your niyyah? The sunnah niyyah. The Holy Prophet is sunnah. He demonstrated this to us, that wash the hands. And have this yakin, that one sunnah, don't look at the benefits, because we should have this yakin and believe that not one benefit, rather millions of benefits from this one sunnah. I have no need, tell me this rule, that thawab, that benefit, you'll see yourself. Corona, what's the cure? Wash your hands. Wash the hands, clean the hands, tell me. Yes, wash the hands. You listen to them, after that, even corona comes. Does it not occur? So Allah's Nabi says, and when He gives a guarantee that wash your hands at the time of eating, before eating and after, I give you guarantee that poverty and destitution cannot come to that home. To the home. Say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. What a small scale deed, but is this in our homes? Do our children do this? Someone's eating here, eating there, grabbing here. Why? We have no belief, no faith. No, you know, we don't have belief in the Prophet. Why don't we have yakin? Because we haven't gone to our wali Allah. We haven't done dhikr in our lives. We haven't developed our hearts. So where will yakin come from? The heavens? Into our hearts? Will it drop down? For iman, you have to work hard. For iman, you don't get from speeches. You have to get it from effort, physical. If your iman was to come from speeches, then all of us would be doing amal today by having speeches. Brothers, iman doesn't come from taqreers, marches, speeches, lectures. Lectures, bayans give you information. Do this, this hadith, this Quran. But then you have to implement that knowledge. If I say to you, eat this, so nice, this food is here, this is palau, sweet rice, this dish, this dish. Is your stomach filled by me telling you this? No. When you eat, your stomach will be filled. Same way, bayanat, speeches, lectures are information modes. Alhamdulillah, do this, do it like this, do this. But when you implement, then your stomach will be filled. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So what's a small scale deed? Every day you eat, but we don't have belief in this hadith. We will do fraud, lie, cheat, to eat, do amal on this. But I'll tell you about yaqeen, I'll tell you a story. There was a wali, a pious elder, and he's writing his own experience. He said that 300 dirhams, 300 rupees, 300 rupees. He said, I had a debt on my head. I was so poor, I could not repay that debt. I tried my best. How do I repay this debt on my head? An example I'm giving to you here. Real life to explain. Otherwise, we should have yakin automatic. We don't need this example. So he said, I had a debt on my head. 300. I was so upset. I'm downtrodden. My children upset. Years passed, I was stuck, the debt was not being repaid. I'm asking from here, asking from there, and extending my hands and begging. And that no wali Allah never went anywhere, and if he asked, he just asked from Allah. That's it. So, why do you look around here and there? That's it. He said, I was upset and down, and this hadith arrived to me of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when I heard this hadith, he said, amazing, until today I've not done amal on this. He said, immediately I did amal on this. He writes that within a few days, just a few days, every single amount of money I had to repay, I repaid. This was his yaqeen. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, a hadith he narrated. He said, Allah's Nabi said, I heard myself, mashallah, Hazrat Anas. He lived with the Holy Prophet. He lived, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, lived physically. He was the khadim from young age. Servant, he said, I heard myself, the Holy Prophet saying that that individual, whoever, whichever person, subhanAllah, imagine this statement. Imagine such a reward we're getting that you cannot imagine. Khair and barakah, goodness and blessings. Khair and barakah is such a commodity that is the greatest wealth in the universe. All of the world's bank accounts filled them, sultanates, kingdoms, wealth and precious jewels. If there's no barakah, there's nothing. I tell you with yaqeen, go, oh look how he's got big buildings, houses, he's got assets, businesses, money. And just go and get an interview with the owner of these assets. I tell you the rightful thing here. That brother, you must be happy, you've got assets, money. You say, oh, forget all of this, I can't sleep in the night, I've got debts, I can't repay my debts. Inside there are scars, wounds. Don't look at my buildings, don't look at my businesses, don't look at the companies, look at the reality. There's no sakina in the heart. But barakat is such a commodity. Go and ask such a person that he has got a simple life, low amount of wealth, not much money, no business, nothing at all in the world. But mashallah, 10 children. Not 1, 2, 10 children. Go to his house. I've seen with my eyes in my life, one pot of food being cooked. Alhamdulillah. And no one had empty stomach. I said, Hazrat, what's happening here? He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah shukar, barakah beyond barakah Allah has given to us. Subhanallah. Not quantity, barakah and khair, goodness and blessings of Allah gives, then we have no need for nothing else. But where will that come from? Listen, from which place will you get khair and barakah from? I'll tell you, hadith. Hadith. Listen to this hadith. Where will you get khair and barakah from? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnah will give khair and barakah. From his tariqah, from his methodology, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu said, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, that if anyone desires to have khair, goodness and barakah, elevation, increase in goodness and barakah, blessings, then listen, do one action. Allah's Nabi some prescribed, what is that? That before eating and after eating, make the knee of sunnah and wash your hands. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. One sunnah, look at that. In the dunya and the akhirah, you get the whole world and the hereafter. Let's do dua to Allah. That in our hearts, Allah, may Allah develop the yaqeen of the Holy Prophet, some his words, muhabbat, love, true love. Let's end the dramas. Just one way, one method. Whatever there is, it is in ittaba'i Rasulullah. قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةً حُسَنًا. hasana. Huswatun hasana. Whatever you will attain, you will get via the methodology and the tariqah mubarak of Rasulullah SAW, salah, dhikr, whatever there is. Whatever there is. If this is not in the life, then there's a big, big loss in our life. And we need to implement that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the ruchi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina al-Muslimin. Shafi al-Muslimin. Taha wa yasin al-Habib al-Ameen. Ya Allah, tu apne fazl karam se is majlis ko qubool farma. Hum sab ke gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, hum sab ki bakhshish farma. Ya Allah, afiyat naseeb farma. Sehat naseeb farma. Amal naseeb farma. Ya Allah, hum khalis din naseeb farma. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تباہ نصیب فرما, آپ کی سنت پہ چلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, ہمارے اس مجلس کو قبول فرما, ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما, ہمارے ایک ساتھی ہیں ان کی والدہ کا انتقال ہو گیا, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو مغفرت فرمائے, جنت میں اعلیٰ درجات نصیب فرمائے, ان کے پسوان کو اللہ صبر جمیل نصیب فرمائے. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلیہ صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.